Good morning, this is Jeremy Gies of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 7th of May, the May Day bank holiday. The moment out here in Yorkshire, beautiful, beautiful morning, and not sure it will stay like that, but we'll see. So last week, interesting week, markets were really very data-driven last week. A number of data coming out of Europe and Australia showed what we all suspected, that we're into a period of economic contraction, particularly in Europe. Conversely, from the US, you saw data showing strong manufacturing activity, but by Friday, the US employment data seriously disappointed and really got people worried that the momentum is beginning to fail in the US. Of course, at the weekend, it's all about politics, presidential elections in France, parliamentary elections in Greece, mayoral elections in Italy, regional election in Germany, and, of course, Putin's swearing in today. So let's look at the regions. US, as I said, the headline figures for April employment were very disappointing. It really took the steam out of the markets. But it's notable that the two previous months' figures were revised upwards. There's still a good deal of debate as to whether those figures were impacted by the warm winter. But the bottom line is growth in the US is beginning to look really sluggish now. Across in Europe, Spain, like UK last week, slipped into technical recession. The ECB kept its key interest rates unchanged. There was no indication of any further changes to policy. And elections in France and Greece at the weekend, really both with sea-changing results. I'll come back to those in a minute. Across in Asia-Pacific, it was a very short week. The holiday season in Japan, markets were closed for 3 out of 5 days. But even so, stocks were still sluggish on overseas concerns. But the bright spot was improving manufacturing and services data from China, which is good. Across in alternative markets, commodities, etc., US Treasury yields really pushed lower, much lower, on a sluggish economy, further Fed easing, euro debt concerns, and of course evidence of further recession in Europe. Currencies, the euro fell again on the election results, and it's now today at a 5-month low against the dollar. And oil plummeted by about 6% this week, and West Texas Intermediate now down to $98 a barrel, first time it's been below $100 since February. Okay, that brings us on to the markets. Last week, generally they were mixed to down. Japan was down 1.5%, but as I say, it was a very short week. Far East, generally up 1%, mainly pulled up by the data from China. Europe down about 4%, UK down about 2%, really on election worries. US down around 2.5%, and that was Wall Street's biggest weekly fall this year. Oil down 6% to $98.5 a barrel, and gold down about 1% to $1,645. So what's the bottom line? I think it's really all into the melting pot now. I think the elections in France are likely to result in very severe strains in Germany over the direction and strategies to be used to get Europe out of its economic woes. Elections in Greece, I think, probably going to mean a complete return to the drawing board. Question arises, will it be able to make its big debt repayment later on this month? The answer is probably yes, but it'll leave the government with extremely little cash in its coffers, to the point where government workers may not even get paid. Will it through the next phase of austerity measures in June? Once again, doubtful. Will there be another election this year in Greece? Answer almost certainly yes. All is not helped by indications from the US of slowing momentum. So don't expect stocks to shine this week. There will come a point where value outweighs risk and investors do start to bargain hunt. There's no doubt about that. And as I said before, in the current economic environment, it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. This week, market moving events, well, the aftermath of the French and Greek elections, Putin swearing in, and indications of what he might do, and the Bank of England meets. That's it from me for this week. Have a good bank holiday today. Please note that none of these commentaries should be regarded as advice. You must speak to your professional advisor before taking any action based on this commentary. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448 184. Thank you for listening to me. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.